sit in the room, and that's, we really do meditate. If you wonder what we do, what do they do in there? We are totally turning ourselves over to what our spiritual thoughts are. And a lot of times during the day, we handle things that come from our gut. The response comes from your gut. You can't help it. So many things that people do to you remind you of so many things that they don't even know they're reminding you of. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? See, up here it's all connected, and it's what is often referred to as the reactive mind. And even though you set yourself on a course and you're going for something, you think just because now you've seen the light, there'll be no more darkness. The light moves best in the darkness. If you want to see the light of a candle, you don't take it outside in the noonday sun. It doesn't need any more light. Take that same light into the darkness, and you're causing an illumination. You're causing yourself to have an awakening. So the idea is to take your own light, and keep that light trimmed so there's more fire and less smoke. If there's too much wick, there's a lot of spiritual smoke. So you trim that, and you keep that lamp, and you keep oil in your lamp. Do not be like those waiting for the bridegroom to come, the maidens, and they didn't have enough oil. And they said to the other ones who had some spare oil, give us of your oil. We ran out of oil. They said, no, we cannot give you of our oil. You can't give to someone else that oil, that lamp. No one can give it to you. Your churches cannot give you that light. I cannot give you that light. Only you know that that light is in you. You hear the voice of that light every now and then, and that voice of light usually does not see things the same way. Your gut level, your defensive automatic response, being taught as children to stand up straight, put your shoulders back, put your elbows off the table, put your feet together. You were told how to hold your body. You were told to be careful crossing the street. You're told not to talk to strangers. You walk down the street, and any minute you got to watch all traffic because the car can come up and hit you. Somebody might be shooting off a gun by that store. All these things subliminally are going through your mind, and you're walking down your street. Just nobody's happy anymore in the city. Nobody smiles at anybody. And you're one of the people that's just gone along. Nobody smiles at anybody. He almost hit me walking by. No. Your spirit would show you that picture of oneself. The spirit brings us light. It brings us joy. But always in it, I am at odds with someone in the church right now. And I read so. That strikes you funny. I'm always at odds with someone in the church. I don't want to play these games, but they're keeping score so seriously, you know. I don't see any need for a lot of it, but I have had to come to realize I am the end of a lot of your personalities. You see, you just gone home to one or two. Everything that happens in your life, I wind up, you dump it here. You know, you got an old couch you don't know what to do with. You bring them in here, then you get them coming here and you leave. But a lot of times I cannot help but feel myself kind of reactive mind. And I've been very honorable in this situation. I have been accused of all kinds of things which are not true. They're simply, you know, they're not true. In fact, it included all of us. Simply under a misunderstanding, it said, you know, it'll be made right when you apologize. And I said, well, hell, I'm not apologizing. I didn't do anything wrong. Why should I apologize? I have to teach these people a lesson that I'm not going to meet them down there on these grounds of non-truth. Now, doesn't that sound logical? Then in order to teach him, you say, wait a minute. So I walk in my office, and our tom-toms are still going. I write to him, he writes to me, I write to him, he writes to me, and it goes back and forth. Just stay here, we're going to sing, we're going to need to. So my gut level says, I'm not apologizing, I did nothing wrong. Nothing. And I'm not going to bend down to save their honor. They're going to have to learn to stand up straight. You can't bend truth down to serve your honor. Then I go in my office and I start my meditation. I told her about this. I gave her a note to send back to him today where I called him a horse's ass. And I said, Jean, I will apologize. You are to say this in the next note. Your friendship means so much to me. And if I have offended that friendship, I am truly sorry. I walked in my office to meditate because there's where I meet the light. That's where I go to shut me off, and I've learned there's another part we'll talk. I can step into alpha consciousness very quickly because I've been doing it for so long. I do it all the time. I have to do it every Thursday, every Sunday, so I know how to close it down, and no matter, and I can feel my guts just insides and letting go, and sometimes I don't know how to let go, and just at the point I'm trying to let go of my defenses, I start to shake. I start to shake, and I feel nervous and a little down, and my defenses, I'm vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I am vulnerable. So I lock myself in my meditation room alone because I got to be very careful who deals with me in that space and time because it can totally take me over. I am so vulnerable. True or false? This is what goes on before church. And the spirit that makes up this church threw my sermon right in my face. Now, when God talks to you, he don't talk with a forked tongue. He talks very straight and minces very few words. And I saw myself doing the sermon in a split second. Like the computer of anything I've ever done is stored up here in my brain, and Spirit just pushed it and showed me, saying, if you love someone, if you really love someone, would you crawl across the floor for them? Do you remember I asked you that one night in a service? And I said, some of you would have to say no, but I would have to say, if I really love someone, I'd crawl across the floor for them. All I want you to do is stand there for me. You don't have to crawl, just wait for me. Then came another sermon just thrown at me like this, just thrown to my face. You talk about visions. Don't go away. Oh, you're changing songs. I can know what they're doing and talk to you too. They're changing songs. Talk about visions. Then another song where I have taught you for one whole month, if anything is hurting in you, the only thing in you is hurting is your ego. That is the only thing that hurts. And this was thrown back in my face that it wasn't my spirit that was running this situation. My ego was because it was hurt. And if I said to you, I will not apologize, who's saying that? Who's saying that? I've asked you for a whole month to understand how your ego would answer something, your gut feeling, your lower life, and how your spiritual would answer it. And if you're willing to fight the battle, if you're willing to fight the battle, you will make the crossover. It takes a while. It's painful to change your personality, but you will cross over at the heart and bring down all the intelligence of the brain, all the communication with God, all the illumination of what life is to be, and learn how to walk through it in total peace and joy and never judge it by outside conditions. Always judge it by the way you're judging it, for that's how it shall be. Amen? I'm ready.
I feel better.
Amen.
This feeling.
keep running around in circles in my mind, and it always seems I'm following what you do, 'cause you take me to the places that alone I'd never find, and even as I wander, I'm keeping you in sight. You're my candle on a cold, dark winter night. I'm getting closer than I ever thought I might. And I can't fight this feeling anymore. I've forgotten what I started fighting for. It's time to bring this ship in.
Surprise. Guess what? Right. Why not? Why not? Why not do it right now? This is the place where the oil is. And whenever you need oil for your lamps, where do you go? Where the oil is. And this is it. Trim your wicks. Trim your candles. Get rid of all the smoke, all the stuff that's in the way all the time. But see to it that the oil is still there. And it is. This is good. This is a good feeling. I hope it's spreading all the way from here, all the way back there. I want all of you to feel the same feeling. It's so good. Take a deep breath. And turn loose. Do it. Doesn't it feel good just to breathe it in? Fill your lamps with all the oil it takes to keep you going. With anything you need, on any level you need it. Whether it be emotions out of whack, breathe it in and take it. Whether the mind is all jumbled, breathe it in and take it. Whether the body needs a little healing touch, just breathe in deep. And it's here. Everything you need. Doesn't it feel good? It's a great, great place. And you know what makes it a great place? All of us. It takes every one of us to make it so great. It would not be the same without Lynn or without Carol or without any of you, any one of you. It wouldn't be the same. It takes us all. So let's get back to it and keep the oil.
They told me.
I never did know how to.
choir is sitting down. Everybody gets a chance. No, I just teased my mom. I just wanted to remind you that the pastor's box is out back. So whenever you're ready to leave tonight, you might remember that. Why don't you sing something, Don? Are you serious? Okay. No, we're not, as a matter of fact, but it's okay.
Band-Aid. Okay. Okay, I guess the choir should come up now, right? Okay, if you don't know what's happening, they changed it on me. Yes, I like change too. Light the fire, hold it higher. There's a world that wants so much to see. And in the night, you're alive. Go on and be what you are meant to be. Shine on, in the night you gotta shine on. Be a light, come on and shine on. How the world could use some light. All you gotta do is shine on. In the night, come on and shine on. Be a light, shine on. How the beat is. When it's so dark, to think the world will ever notice you. But but it's not dark. They're in your heart. Go on and show just what one light can do. Shine on in the night, you need to shine on. Be a light, come on and shine on. How the world could use light. All you gotta do is just shine on in the night, come on and shine on. Be a light, shine on. Let there be a little light.
Well, we said in the beginning of the month that this was all the nights were going to be dedicated to just romance and feeling and putting ourselves in the mood for the holidays. I'm already getting a tremendous feeling of excitement for no other reason than the joy that is automatically shown to everyone this time of year. I think that the United States and Russia are talking right now is so wonderful. I think they really set the time right because they're talking about the planet Earth. And this is the time of the year where the energies from the heavens stream in such an unusual way towards the Earth. A lot of people put stock behind Halley's Comet and a lot of people don't. All the Indians would tell you that all the things that happened when Halley's Comet would come by in nature, how the leaves would turn, there was a scientific report on the belief of the Indians and the people who worked in the fields with nature. At one time, Halley's Comet was known to bring great disaster and great changes and all, and you're only going to see it once in your lifetime. And I think with Halley's Comet coming into view this time of year, the energies that are flowing through, there seems to be a realization that this has been the year of giving. And I think the planet itself is prepared to celebrate a Thanksgiving. I think each of you that listen to me know that the Earth has shifted. It has shifted. Its attitudes and its energies have shifted. It had been headed so downhill since the 60s and the riots and all that we've been through and all the crime. It is now making a turn the other way, for the world is indeed stretching its hands out all over the world. All the aid, and you'll see a special on television coming up, a two-hour special hosted by Harry Belafonte, of all that went on in England and the United States to raise multi-millions of dollars to send to the starving people of Africa. How Los Angeles responded to Mexico and its earthquake. How we're responding to Colombia. How all the country and Western stars got together and put on free concerts and sponsored the farmer. This is all happening on your earth. You hear so much the bad news that sometimes we're so busy looking at disaster that we have not looked up our eyes and we have not seen the Son of God coming in a cloud of great glory. We have not lifted up our eyes to see that in 15 years, 1 million of you a year will be lifted off this planet to colonize outer space. That's not a theory, that's a reality. The colonization and go forth and multiply will be like it was never meant before. This earth is more crowded than it has ever been. It is its great call back to Jerusalem. If the birth of Christ was to be announced and a time was ready, all of you know in your hearts and all religions are prepared. Rabbis have had visions that the time and the second coming of light is about to come upon us again. And that there would be years of peace. We know that what we can mine and take from the asteroid belt. We know there's enough energy in space to totally supply the Earth. We know, according to the great work of Bucky Fuller, if we do it right and plan it right, we can grow enough food to supply the entire world. The world is in a state where they have enough to spare and to share with everyone. And that aid is reached out to everybody. If you think of the good energies of your Earth right now, sure, there's a lot of other reasons to be upset, but you must turn yourselves. This is a time where you come for that oil. This is a time where that oil has to be added to your lamp, and you must be able to look out into your Earth, into your life, in some positive direction. Last night, I listened to part of the speech from Russia, and that sounded very hopeful to me. Very hopeful. Still some punches in there, but very hopeful. They are aware that all over the world we want peace. It would not make any difference, my friend, if these kingdoms were at peace, when you cannot maintain or obtain that peace in your own neighborhood or your own church. Even if a total state of peace was declared between Moscow and the United States, would it change the unpeaceful world you live in? Would it change? Most of us look and said, well, if we know we can see them make peace over there, then we'll all be secured and have peace. If United States and Moscow became kissing cousins, it would not change your world at all as you know it. For you are not at peace. Something at peace is not something to be looked for. It is a state of consciousness to be at, not seeking for peace. It is being peace. If you want to take a despot out of a throne, you take the anger, the frustration, the determination out of your heart, and you change the government. And the government is changing. Television has brought you clear around the world to witness every event, everywhere it goes on. You will see it in your living room. You'll have the chance to be more responsible to your planet than you ever thought possible. There is not one part of this planet. There is no hijacking at sea. There is no hijacking in the air. There is no animal on the depth of the ocean that cannot be explored and brought into your living room. All at the same time. A great time of illumination is upon the planet, requiring people to act in an illuminated manner, to grab hold of your spirit and to use the consciousness of that spirit, not to make it a word game anymore, not to make a religion a nice discussion thing that you can't discuss with most people, but when you can get with someone, you can discuss it. Do you have a wonderful discussion? It soothes your own disgust to have discussions. If you really want to know the kingdom of God, it is not to be looked out or sought for. You are the kingdom of God. It is that simple. A man does not have to wish, think, or do anything to prove his self-worth. Most of us are trying to prove our self-worth. And no matter how much we try to accomplish on the grounds of self-worth, we will never feel satisfied if we didn't start out by knowing our self-worth. It is our self-worth that takes us into worthwhile projects. And we do so many things to make our self-worth explicit to the world. And yet there's no self-worth inside of us. We would do so many things to make peace in the world, yet there's no peace inside of us. Why, the churches themselves have taught how parents can hate their children because the daughter may be living with him, or he may be living with him, or they may be living with them. And that is unholy in the eyes of God. And the church will teach you how to hate and how to build lines and put them on the other side. And you can kill them in the name of God, and they can kill you. And all the saints in heaven are happy when the good people are winning and they can see the bad people going to hell. And so on and so on and so on. Religion today is a business. It is a con business. It has become that because it is an easy mark for a quick profit at low taxes. And you cannot use that knowledge to excuse yourself from the spirituality and the church that has been provided you. The church that has been provided you for the New Age is not simply this church, But many New Age movements and churches and centers and places of freedom and instruction and teaching, and they deserve your report and need your active participation just as much as Jerry Falwell or Jimmy Swaggart needs the action and participation of the people in order to be that type of success. They are not favored by God. They just favor what they believe and they put it into action. We must bring this full light into action. We must also know that we each serve a purpose while on this earth, each of us in some place, not always on a grand scale. I may never own the Crystal Cathedral, but I will speak to your hearts from this pulpit through that television and through that radio, and I will continue to reach all the hearts I can touch if you will continue to earnestly strive with me to not just practice some foolish religion, but to guarantee me and yourself and all that come in contact with you that you will be better off for touching each other's life, not worse off. You will be better off that wherever you work, the minute you are hired there and work there, everybody in that place is better off that you're there, because you would never let discrimination and job discrimination and gay discrimination and Mexican discrimination or black discrimination or chauvinist discrimination. You are the peacemaker. You are not the peaceful. Blessed is the peacemaker. You're the one that's going to live in families where children and fathers and divorcees cannot talk to each other, and nobody wants to play rhythm guitar behind Jesus. They all want to be the number one singer in the band. But you might be one that can visit every one of them and keep some line of communication open. You may be the peacemaker of your family rather than saying, I don't want into this. If the grape gets crushed, it will bring forth the essence of a wonderful wine. And the only thing that will ever get crushed in our loving is our egos. And the only thing that will ever be strengthened within it is our spirits. And the light and the knowledge of God that He's already placed within us. We can change things. But they must begin as you're taught to change from within you. All of you are overeducated. You've been to every seminar. You've read every positive thinking book. You've taken development classes, aura classes, psychic fairs, self-motivation, Rajaneesh's, Terricold, Whitaker's. You've had them all. You're overqualified for the job. And you're acting overqualified for the job. Do you hear me? And sometimes we think we know so much about how God really is and how life really is, and it's like we're the only one knows it, and we'd be sure not to be the only fool to practice what we know. So we find someone who will listen to us, and then we teach them our philosophy and send them out to live what we believe so we can see if it works on them before we try it. Amen? Come on. Confession is very good for the soul. There are many times I remember my brother that's dead, his pictures are falling out of the drawers at home. This is the time where the dead visit you. This is where you had All Souls Day and Halloweens and spooks and graveyards. You know there's some truth to some of this stuff, or wouldn't it lasted that long? Whether you're religious or you're just a little kid out in Halloween, you're going to hear the story. Ed's pictures are dropping out all over the place. His driver's license. Ed's been dead for so many years, his driver's license fell out of a drawer. I mean, all these years it don't fall out of a drawer, so Ed's around. And I remember when I fixed the plug on a lamp, and I waited for Ed to come home from work and say, oh, would you plug the lamp in? I wasn't sure I wired it right. And I wanted him, and I waited till he got home to plug the lamp in. Now, any of you ever do that? Yes, you have. Not just like that. We can talk here. Now I get Donald to plug the lamp in. Quite often. I tell him, call them and tell them. Or you say, don't let them do that to you. Now, I want you to go back and tell them, don't let them do that to you. And I'm just telling him, here, you try on my philosophy, go out and handle him and tell me what happens. Don't do that as lovers to each other. if that is what you share, then you share nothing. But if you can love each other in the total freedom, if you can increase the personality of the people you love, if you could bring them into their own person, you can bring them into their own personality, able to be their own person, their laughter, their sense of humor, their thoughts. If we can encourage that in each other and show each other that it is safe, what we are in our hearts to each other is safe. I know a lot of people love me, and I know that sometimes they don't understand how they love me, but I've always been able to say back to them, it's okay, I understand, and it's safe. I know what to do with your love. Sometimes people in the church or on the audience really think they're in love with me. And it used to bother me, but now I understand that. It's safe. Now, I'm using that to ask you, when someone comes like that to you, is it safe? Is it safe? How will you use that energy? How will you mold it? How will you shape it? It's like nuclear energy. Will you build or destroy with it? There is so much in life to be enjoyed. I am going to become a personality. I'm going to go back to being just who I am without trying. I read the sermon, hit me in the head. Do not go around changing your personality to suit the frowns and smiles of others. They change so quickly. I heard that sermon too. And I've had to come to say, instead of trying to make myself and to prove my worth to you or to try to prove to you a good person, wouldn't it be far better for me to enjoy the fact that I am a good person? Then I don't have to prove anything to you, and then you don't have the burden. You don't have the burden of my proof. If you love me, spare me the burden of the proof. Spare me the burden of the proof. Do you know what I mean by that? Spare me the burden of the proof. I can do everything I have to do. I can meet every challenge. I can take the calls. I can do the letters. And I can do all the appearances. And I am doing them. We started my 86th calendar. And I'm booked in Riverside. And I'm booked out in the valley. And I'm booked out there. And I said, God, isn't that wonderful? I'm going to get out to talk. I didn't talk like that 5 years ago. I am about the shyest person you'll ever meet. And a lot of times you take it as anger or rejection. I am a shy person. No one believes me because I stand up here and do this. No one believes me because I do television or radio. Donald Hoyt lives with me to tell you the truth. I am a very shy person on a one-to-one basis with people. I'm more afraid of you than you are afraid of me. I'm just as concerned about what you think about me as you are concerned about what I think about you. It's equal. I don't have an upper hand. None of us do. Remember I said to you, what is the sense of keeping score if there's no value to the game? What is the sense? To relax within ourselves and to love those who've been placed in our life to love unconditionally. It's not going to be disastrous in our life. It might bring the very peace in our life that we desire. And to continue to keep this season so special, don't go on your bah humbug trips. If you don't want to shop, don't do it. You want to go out and buy gifts for people you love to show them how worthy you are or how lucky they are to have you. You're just trying to prove something with all your gift giving. Why don't you all decide, I'm not giving gifts for Christmas, but I am going to bake some cakes and invite some people over for dinner or take some people out for an evening or spend one night with them, but I'm not going down and give somebody my plastic so another big name can go up on a skyscraper in Los Angeles that says bank. They all say bank. Every bank that ever was is in the sky, where stars used to be. But now you can't see the stars for the neon lights of every bank in the city. That is the skyscraper. Why don't you sit down and sincerely write a message to the people you love? I give you the gift of my love this Christmas and the continual promise of my friendship throughout the year. I'd rather be touched in my heart than open another box or pull another ribbon. Now, nothing against any gift you want to buy me. I mean, let him speak for himself, you know. The way I feel about this, you bring me the gifts, and I'll throw them all up to God, and everything he wants he can keep, and I'll take what falls. Aren't I metaphysical? I'm so metaphysical. Would you like to give where the Christ child lays? It's in a manger. That means it's in somebody's gut level dealing is where that light's got to go. I'm sure there's some people, if you really want to give where it counts in your family, maybe your parents, brother, sister, I'm hearing it, Catherine, maybe it's time that you reach out and extend as a gift. You will not know peace until you know total forgiveness. And where you allow forgiveness to occur, you allow love to return back into your consciousness where there was none. And I would ask you all to give very sincerely. Do not deny finding little pleasures and wrapping them as gifts for each other. Do not carry my words that far. But do not deny yourself what it is you can really give. And do not deny yourself what it is you could be really thankful for. No matter how much my dreams are, I am very, very thankful for this little corner country church. I am very thankful for the romance that I experienced in a spiritual relationship with you. I am so thankful for the winds of heavens that always dance between us, that we are here for each other, and that our God is just alive today as he was yesterday. And the outflowing of spirit is just as continual as it always been. For those who have eyes to see, let them see. And for those who have ears to hear, let them hear. Now you keep your oil lamp filled, but I want you to, when you leave here, you take my gift to you, my first gift of Christmas that I would present to you from my heart, is that I want you to leave with the knowledge that you all have a spirit and a light inside of you. You've heard that light talk to you. You've heard it over simply saying, I ain't apologizing to her, or I ain't doing this, and I ain't doing that one more time. Most of what you won't do is what's hurting you. You will reach a point, and I said to Gene, you know, as I look at UMS, Don has the most gorgeous meditation tape coming out you ever heard. Everybody in the office had heard its cries. You'll hear all the violins I've ever wanted to hear, and the orchestra sounds, and the birds, and the thunder, and the music, and his playing. It's all channeled. It is just exquisite. It's all channel. She's got the last chapter of my book going down in the computer with my sister's help, and I'll finally have that out. Beverly went out and found us another computer to match into ours. There's new offices, and hopefully a new building will be gotten for us in Hollywood, and we'll be putting offices, and we already had got the administrator to take care of all that and put that in perspective. Another church who's under Science of Mind is thinking of joining our charter in the Valley. We're working with Dina Batruz in the Valley. Marcy and I are going out to San Gabriel Valley to ancient friends out there. I'll be lecturing and working there. Hopefully, Jess and Carolyn at some point, or if not them, with a little help from them, we'll find a place in Orange County and open a learning center there and in Redondo Beach, and we're going to have our family. Because he said, you don't know the outcome of that lesson, and you don't know when they're finished learning what they're learning, that they will not have the highest place of heaven. What a peace to give to everyone. These are great nights to walk into the vestry, and it's so lit with candles, and we can see candles in the church. There's friendships, there's forms. Just start reaching now for people and your family, and be warm. Nice and warm. Amen. It's good. Just don't blow it. And you know exactly what I mean by that. Don't do your thing again. You know, if it comes up, cut its head off. Each time it comes up, just that's it. Pray to Saint George. He is the patron saint of dragons in the Catholic Church. He is. Now, that helps a little bit because, you see, if it wasn't true, so many people thinking it would make it so. Right? So all of you that want to slay your personalities, I'll give you a little mystical clue. Pray to St. George. It's a clue to your inner conscious mind. When you say St. George, it is for the strength of you to overcome the dragon in you and subdue your own personalities. Bring them back in balance with your spirit and never go 5 seconds from your heart again. Remember to keep holy that which is in your heart. Praise be the name of Jesus Christ. Is Donald all right tonight? Donald, do you ever see those gorgeous birds that can fly but they can't land? You know, they come in on their legs and they give them a whooping crane with it. Albatross. They can't land. Those things can fly, but they can't land. Donald's always taken off, but he never knows how he's going to land.
Catch me, catch me.
Hello, Donald. If you're visiting, we're a little different. Tonight, I've changed everything on him. He doesn't know what's going on. But isn't change good? Like, y'all wait, now we do this part, and now we do this part, and now we do this part. Not tonight. Now you do your part.
The truth was all around me, but I closed my eyes and ears. I went looking for the answer somewhere else. Now I've learned to listen where I used to only hear. Found the answers deep inside myself. Into I can see heaven's heartbeat in the stars that shine above. I can feel the power of universal love. With all my imperfection, there's still a place for me. I'm finding how good life can be. Tried to teach me how to sing, but none of them could show me harmony. I feel so much better now, singing in the key of love, with a different drummer keeping time for me. Into stars that shine above, I can feel the power of our universal love. With all my imperfection, there's still a place for me. I'm finding how good life can be. Shine above, I can feel the power of our universal love. With all my imperfection, there's still a place for me. I'm finding how good life can be. Into
did do the lecture I was going to do. Should I do the one I was going to do? Oh, that's party of one. Thank you, dear. I love you, too. When you start making that first spiritual step, it's like getting to peek over the wall that you've been banging so long. And you reach the point where it's possible for as many things to go right as wrong. I mean, you get to the point, everything is going wrong. And the possibilities of what can go wrong is unbelievable. And then when you take that one little step, the first part of its gift is, now it's possible for just as many things to go right that used to go wrong. And then watch all the things that happen. I receive phone calls and looking for a building from the man who found me the other building. It was impossible for us to get a building. And out of the blue, he calls on the phone, right? I'll tell you, with spirit, there's no push, no pull. It's like somebody's looking after you. I'm not saying you lay back and do nothing. He only helps those who are really busy working. Be busy working. And get to the point where you can say with inside of yourself that there is the possibility for so many things to go right. I used to walk and hold my hands clenched all the time. All the time. And I never knew it until Don used to say to me, Damien, open your fist. I'd walk down the street with him that way. I'd sit with him that way. I'd talk with him that way. And it was like I had become so defensive. And when he'd tell me open the clip, and when I would do it, when he'd say it, at first I felt like, don't start on me with my fist shut. But because of who was saying it to me, I would open my fist and I would go, oh. And it's like I was holding myself like that. And every time he would tell me to open my fist to remind me, I would just feel myself let go. It's a story that I share with you because I would like to pass the energy of what he did, the spirit that is between us, 1 + 1 = 3, to you and say, in our behalf, open your fist. Open it. It hurts more defending yourself than it does being vulnerable. Because if you get hurt out of an honest vulnerability, there's always wisdom and growth in it, and there's always healing. Otherwise, it has no meaning or purpose. Before you sing, let's take the Course of Miracles card tonight. The one that Carol always puts these out in meditation for us. And I think this is a good message for you tonight from the Course of Miracles. Your worth is not established by teaching or learning. Your worth is established by God. Nothing you do or think or wish or make is necessary to establish your worth. One more time. Let it in. Your worth is not established by teaching or learning. Your worth is established by God. Nothing you can do or think or wish or make is necessary to establish your worth. Your worth is. You don't have to establish it. Will you hold that feeling for a while? Even if you take that one to bed with you tonight and feel again that good self-worth for yourself. Amen? Sarah.
Well, hello there, good old friend of mine. You've been reaching for yourself for such a long time. There's so much to say, no need to explain. Just an open door for you to come in from the rain. It's a long road when you're on your own, and someone like you will always choose the long way home. There's no right or wrong. I am not here to blame. I just wanna be to keep you from the rain, from the rain. And it looks like sunny skies. Now that I know you're all right, time has left us and wiser. I know I am. And it's good to know my best friend has come home again, 'cause I think of us like an old doesn't matter, 'cause I love you anyway, coming from the rain. And it looks like sunny skies now that I know we're all right. And it's good to know my best friend has come home again, 'cause I think of us like an old cliche, but it doesn't matter, 'cause I love you anyway, coming from the rain.
Don't we have a nice place? And they feel a little more romantic. And we'll do it again next Thursday and next Thursday. And bring some friends. Hell, you might as well introduce them to where it is you're going. See what happens from there, yeah. We'll take it on. Let's say our prayer together. Dear God, if I am in this state of grace, I pray you keep me there. If I am not in the state of grace, I pray you bring me there. Amen. Make your prayer of blessing one to the other. Free and reach out and just take someone and bless them. You have the power to bless. There isn't anyone here that doesn't need a blessing. Bless each other. For you are the kingdom and the light. You are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Greater things than I, ye shall do. Then take the light that you have in it and recognize it and feel it by expressing it to someone else right now. Blessings in your life, in spirit. Amen. Good night. God bless you.